Earthquake. Bonita was outside playing at the city park when suddenly, without warning, she felt the ground begin to shake. The empty swings began moving forward and backward, as if kids were sitting in them. The slide began to rock back and forth, a little at first, then so much that it toppled over. Bonita turned to run home, but just then the swing set broke and came crashing down, landing on her leg. She cried out in pain. People everywhere were shouting, "Earthquake!" A man caught sight of Bonita as he ran past and heard her cries. He rushed over. As he did so, the shaking ground began to calm. By the time he reached Bonita, the earthquake was over, but it had left many people hurt and many buildings in ruin. The man was able to lift the swing set bar enough for Bonita to scoot her leg out. He carefully picked her up and carried her home. Bonita's family was safe, but their home had been severely damaged. After thanking the man for his help, Bonita was taken to the hospital. It was very crowded, and after a long wait, she was finally taken to surgery. She had broken her leg in 3 places and was casted from her hip to her ankle. All the rooms were full, so a tent had to be set up outside to hold patients after they had been treated. Later that evening, another girl was brought into the tent. She too had a cast all the way up her leg. A tree had fallen on her during the earthquake. "Bonita," said the nurse, "this is Dominique. You two will be tent mates for a few days." Here's the amazing part. Instead of being sad or grumbling, they talked, read the Bible, and started laughing together so much that everyone in the tent could hear. Soon the other kids cheered up. They started making toys from empty bottles and invented games to play. These kids found fun, even in hard times. If this happened to you, would you be sad and grumble? Or would you look for the good things around you?